Live from Gary O'Neill Studios in Baltimore.
You're listening to the Sea Plan New Show. Gary O'Neill.
All right, here you go.
You're supposed to put the first 500 in the safe and lose the combination.
First in the beach with $1 million auto. Bring the cameraman, we can shoot our own knuckles. 812 matte black looking like charcoal. I promise you the floor plan's nothing like the model.
Black and wrist don't lie. Black and wrist don't lie.
The money counter ding, it's so exciting. Summertime, Winterfell, I'm the Night King. The Colgate kilo, the hood needs whitening. We fish scaled like we all Pisces. In my bubble like I'm still typing. She hoping that you let her go like a kite string. Your eco-friendly jewelers, you keep recycling. Cartier bust downs, just not my thing. To be in the center of that left and right wing. The only time you'll ever see me next to Breitling. Wonder where this started from, the facts are frightening. Richard Pryce flame gave birth to pipe dreams. Now we here.
What's up, everybody? What's up? Happy Pod Day! Yeah! Woo! What's up, everybody? What's up? Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Sea Plan Dude Show with me, professional mindset coach, business coach, cigar aficionado, buffalo wing enthusiast, father, and your 6'8" friend. Mr. Gary O'Neill Jr. And as always, when you see me out in the streets, you know what? I think I'm gonna wear black for a year straight. Please refer to me as the Night King. All right. But don't forget to add the Junior. Shout out to Pops. And we have another Power Pack podcast episode here, season 5, episode 12. Oh, we're on the downhill slope. We're almost getting to the end. We're halfway. Where this episode is entitled OG-ish. It could have been called Elder-ish or Big Unk-ish, where it talks about, hey, how we need to regain the opportunity, the structure of the older gentlemen and ladies in our community. I feel like we've lost that. We need to regain that, where we're going to talk about how can we get that back, where we are providing mentorship to our youth in the community. All right. That's what we're mainly going to focus on today. All right. So without further ado, hey, can we get right to it? Can we get right to your Sea Plan Dude moment of the week, sponsored by Heart Savers Maryland? And right after a brief commercial, just a brief commercial, brief nice commercial from my sponsor, we'll get right to it.
Are you looking to get certified in CPR, first aid, or other life-saving skills? Heart Savers Maryland is your premier CPR training facility. Individual and classroom sessions available. Schedule your training at heartsaversmd.com. Each second counts. Get trained today.
All right. Your Sea Plan Dude moment of the week is entitled Reverse It. If you play cards like myself, you know, spades, speed, tonk, Uno, all those wonderful things. One of the things in Uno is the reverse card. And when you got that reverse card, we're switching directions. We're switching it. We're going left to right. Bang. Now we're going right to left. So what I offer you today is I want you to use that reverse card on two things, two thoughts that you may have in your life. All right. The first one is that our obstacles define our decisions. Reverse it. And I want you to understand that You should right now make your decisions, and those decisions determine your actions, as opposed to your obstacles or your perceived obstacles defining and dictating to you what you should do. Some people believe that. We believe that we are a people, or that you are only limited to your circumstances. And I respectfully reject that notion. You can do whatever you want. I've said this almost every episode, man. This is not a gimmick. When I became a life coach, I've been a life coach before I started referring to myself as a life coach. I just put myself in a position, or the universe put me in a position where now I can title myself as that. But one of the biggest things is reject the notion that your obstacles can dictate what you do. It's not to say that some things aren't going to take work. Absolutely. But if you right now say, I am doing this, then let that light your way for your actions. If you say, I am on the road to starting something, I am on the road to better health, then make that decision. Don't use, oh, my budget, time, meal prep, man. Screw that stuff, man. See, we get too caught up in the obstacles, the perceived obstacles in our mind, as opposed to letting your decisions with full intent and having courageous intent and dedication to light that way. Make a decision, come up with an idea, say, I'm doing this, and then train yourself to have to your actions fall right in line with that. Okay. The second thing is that favorable conditions cause happiness. Reverse it. It's not to say that if you had, you know, well, let me start off by saying this, because I almost went a little ahead of myself. Favorable conditions don't cause happiness. Happiness, you know, so you could just be happy. Favorable conditions come from you being happy. We think that if we have X, A, B, C, D, E, that we will be happy. When we have seen, guys, like, I'm not here to just like sell you a dream, right? I'm just here to logically assist you and motivate you, not all of us, me, myself included. But here's the thing. We've seen people who have had oodles of money, of success, of fame, all these things, all the things that you wish. You know, we may be thousandaires. We've seen millionaires be depressed. We've seen multimillionaires, people that are stars, commit suicide. So clearly, having things won't make you happy. But favorable conditions can come from just simply being happy. So what does that mean? Just start being happy. I'm not saying to just totally disregard the realities of things, some things in your life. What I'm saying to you is, right now, in this moment, you can say, you know what? Things are going well. There are things that need to happen that we need to go forward, but I am happy. You may not have the money that you want right now, but you can still be happy, because guess what? Not being happy ain't going to help it. Since when dedication and commitment and looking at obstacles and handling your business will get it done. But if you're walking around, I don't have any money, how's it going to work out for you? And it probably hasn't. I know it ain't work for me, but I could be happy and be also working through things, working on myself, but not just saying, oh, I'm working on myself, so therefore I need to be upset. I'm working on myself. I'm working on my finances. I'm working on my mental health. That doesn't mean that you need to walk around upset or unhappy. It just means that you can acknowledge, I do not currently like this situation, but I'm not going to just live my life in this feeling, man. We will let a situation dictate to us how we feel, but then never even change the shit. So you're just setting yourself up. You're upset because things are happening, but you never change it. And I'm only talking to a couple of you guys. So if you're upset and you're unhappy, reverse it. You can just simply commit to just being happy, because I'm not even going to go. I am going to go cliche on you. There are people that have less than you doing and feeling better. And I'm not saying for you, I'm not dismissing how you feel. I'm not dismissing currently what you're going through. But what I'm simply saying is, can we take a moment to just step back and appreciate where you are right now? Appreciate that you have the opportunity to be able to do what you want, that you have the personal power to handle things. And you don't, some people, unfortunately, are not in your position. And you know what you're doing? You're looking at somebody else, maybe some of you. And all I simply say is, hey, look at you. Give yourself some credit. Give yourself a moment to breathe. Give yourself just a second to say, hey, I'm cool where I'm at. I aspire for more. I aspire to hit my goals and hit my marks. But you know what? Hey, if you have a place to live, is it the Four Seasons? Probably not. Is it a mansion? Probably not. Do you want those things? You probably do. But can't you acknowledge in this moment that you have a place to rest your head, that you can make it your own? Some people don't have that. And I don't want to take it there where it's like, oh, you know, be thankful. But you should be thankful, because that's how the universe works. Go back, listen to the episode, The Universe Is My Homeboy. I'll make sure I post it. I'll put the tag up here. The Universe Is My Homeboy. And how do we show gratitude and have an attitude of gratitude? That's another episode that happened. How can we be thankful? How can you think that you're going to get things if you're upset? That's not how it works. So I simply, respectfully, and humbly ask you to reverse it. That's how I play cards. Sometimes. Half of the times, I'm slapping those cards down. So you don't run your mouth to me, because I promise you, if we playing spades and you about to get set, you don't even want that. I'm rising up like a phoenix from the ashes and slapping that card down. Or sometimes I might just put it face down. Put it face down for you so you can flip it over, so you know you already done, right? But I offer you that. Reverse those mentalities, because you know what? In both of those mentalities, you are a slave to your circumstances. And I, as your life coach, as your mindset coach, your business coach, whatever coach you would like to put in front of this right now, you are not a slave to your circumstances. You are a slave to your thinking. And guess what? You have the key. Remember in Scooby-Doo? Remember in Scooby-Doo when they would catch the ghost or the goblin or whatever it was, right? And they pull a mask off. Oh, it was old man Hackerman, right? Old man Hackerman out here plotting, scheming, right? Here's what I want you to think about. Your negative thoughts have a face, right? Has a mask on. You just pulled the mask off, and guess who it is? It's you. So you can reverse it. Does it take some time? Sure. Does it take some effort? Absolutely. May you need the help of a medical professional, like a therapist or a coach? Absolutely. You might need that. But you right now can commit to reversing those two thoughts. And again, I'm going to give it to you one more time as we roll out. One, that your obstacles dictate your actions. Let your decision dictate your actions. Not letting your obstacles dictate where you are. Screw that, man. Because then you'll always be a slave to that. And the second thing is, happiness comes from favorable conditions. Reverse it. Favorable conditions come from you being happy. Get back to me on that. I'm not even going to. That's it for that. That is your C Plan Do moment of the week. You don't believe me? Try that for 30 days. Let's see what happens. Try that for 30 days and see what happens. All right? Your C Plan Do moment of the week. Now, hey, let's get to our Greenlight Entertainment song of the week. Our Greenlight Entertainment song of the week, though, you know, that's our vibes. You saw what the intro is. You see what, you know, the song of the week. If you're watching this on YouTube, first of all, hey, oh, and I actually just realized that I don't even give my shout outs. Can I get my shout outs? Whoa, whoa, whoa. My day one A1 listeners, I apologize. Shout outs to you, my first time listeners or watchers that are watching this in glorious 720 or 1080p, or you caught me in 4K. People that are listening to this or watching this for the first time, people that are in the United States, people that are outside of the United States, right? All across the world, wherever you're listening to, however the universe connected me to you and you to me, hey, welcome. You know the vibes, to Sabes Las Vibras. My Candy Corn crew, my OGs, my executive producers that have been with me since the beginning. Shout out to you. So let's get to our Greenlight Entertainment Song of the Week. Now, guys, if you are watching this on YouTube, you know that we can't have music just blasting like that. Until, you know, maybe one day we will. But if you look in the details section, if you look in the playlist, you see the songs that I'm constantly promoting, that I'm constantly putting out there. Okay? So take a moment, listen to it, you know, sit down, relax, drink some coffee, or, you know, do something and check out those vibes. All right? So right after a brief commercial announcement, if you're listening to this, you'll hear our wonderful Song of the Week. And then we'll get right to it.
Having a wedding, birthday party, or other social or corporate event, contact Greenlight Entertainment today. With our experienced DJs, quality sound, and professional service, we look to make your event the event. Check us out on the web at www.greenlightentertain.com. With Greenlight Entertainment, you have the green light.
Definitely have the green light. All right. So can we get to our appetizer? Our appetizer of the week, season 5, episode 12, OG-ish, where we're going to discuss how we can get back to being a mentor in our community. Yeah. How we can do that? How can we be a staple in our community? All right, guess what? Your appetizer, I'm taking it back in the day. You know what? In reference to this episode, I was like, man, I'm not getting old, but I can acknowledge that I'm getting older. And there's a couple of things that I thought about as I was talking to one of my childhood friends in the grocery store the other day. Haven't seen him in years. So, guys, let's just take a moment. You know, I'm 42, so if you're around my age, can we just take a moment of appreciation on some of the things that we experienced? First thing, video games. All right. Now, we had Atari, Nintendo, Sega, Super Nintendo, all the way up to PS3s and PS4s and PS5s, the Xboxes and Xbox 360s and Xbox Ones. We had all these different things. We grew up on these. So, like, our kids can't play. These kids, these teenagers, they can't play with us like that. See, they think we're not our grandparents. See, they didn't experience that. We done grew up on video games, okay? There's no kid alive that's going to beat me in Street Fighter. Street Fighter, all I need to know, does Street Fighter still have the same moves? Yep. You know it when you hit that little half a C. Come on, bro. Come on, man. We grew up on that. That we were the generation that we was analog and digital. Remember a cassette tape? And remember using a pencil? See, these new kids, they don't. I'm going to just leave it there. These kids are Googling it right now. What does that mean? Right? Remember AOL? Remember LimeWire? Millions of computers have been dead because of that, right? I thought about that. Taking it further back. Even just the feeling of coming home from school, changing out of your school clothes. Remember that? There was school clothes and there was play clothes. Changing out of your play clothes and remember your friends being outside. Remember getting on bikes and having a whole journey? And then it was always that one person whose chain popped. But remember that? Or remember your friends knocking on the door saying, come outside? I chuckled when I thought about even playing sports. I mean, great basketball. I have not seen any kids in the last 2 to 3 years play great basketball. If you don't know what that is, you would take a milk crate, you would cut the bottom of it, and you would just put it up somewhere, man, and that's an instant game. Jumper is wet because of that right now. Okay. All right. There is no spinning around the rim. It's either you made it or you didn't. Remember that guy? Remember being outside all day, smelling like outside, and then getting in trouble for coming in and out too many times? And you knew there was a limit. You knew there was a limit. And they say, if you come in one more time, you stay in it. Hose water? Remember that? Remember penny candy? Now, I'm not saying this new generation hasn't experienced this, but the feeling or listening to the ice cream truck spin the block on your neighborhood? Going to the park. Getting on the swing. Swinging as high as you can. Now, I will say my children, they experience that because their dad is a big guy. So really what happens, to be honest, is that my daughter pimps me out to other swingers, to other swing kids on the swing. I had to make that sound weird. She pimps me out to them. So Logan is big and he still wants me to push him. Lauren immediately wants me to push her to the heavens. It's not even like a gentle push. She wants me to push where she can touch, kiss the sky. Like she gets pushed and then, and it comes back down, barreling back down to earth. Remember that? And now what she'll do is she offers my services to other kids that she has befriended. Because now they're looking at her skyrocketing to the heavens, high-fiving Jesus and coming back down to earth. And now the other kids are self-pushing and they're looking like, oh, okay. So then she'll say, do you want my dad to push you? And I'm like, I'm right here. What the hell? And then next, you know, now I'm pushing the entire stretch of swings. Just pushing them. Everybody. But I wouldn't change it for the world. Remember, guys, remember hide and seek or hide and go freak. That got we're moving past that one. But remember just coming outside, sitting on the porch, and just being outside. Remember, all right, guys, my sports guys. Remember throw up tackle? I thought about that. So if you don't know what that is, guys, Throw up tackle is imagine a group of kids and they have a football. One person just throws the football up, and whoever catches it, whoever picks it up, has to run a damn gauntlet from they have to score a touchdown on their own. There's no blocking. There's no offensive line. You are trying to get your way to score a touchdown, and here are 7 to 8 kids tackling you. And we're not tackling you like, oh, you, like protocol that you see in the NFL. No, you got people that will hold them up. We would hold kids up to get tackled. They would be like, I'm down. Nah, we would pick kids up to get leveled. Concussion protocol. Okay? I just wanted to take a moment, if you are around my age, to just understand, like, we really had a really great time. We really had a really great time. And I just wanted to take a moment of appreciation just to think about that. Penny candy. Remember going to Bible summer school? Wow. All right. Remember when your school would go on trips? I'm not saying these kids don't have that now, but it was a different vibe. All right. We would go to places like Horn and Horn. See, some of y'all don't even know what that is. Sizzler? Huh? Remember being a safety in school? Now, I will admit that I was a safety for one day. And I was corrupted by the power. And if you don't know what a safety is, that would be considered a hall monitor or something. You would get an orange sash with a badge. Oh, man. Oh, man. I was corrupt out here in these streets. I was Denzel in Training Day. That was me. And then one teacher was like, you're a safety? Strip me of my badge. I felt stripped me right of my badge. I had to put the badge on the table. Like you know how you're watching a movie and the cop is having to give up his badge and gun? That was me, just slamming my badge, my plastic ass badge on the table. But that was a time, man. Dressing up. House parties, and I'm not saying it's not house parties now, but I'm talking about like an actual, like you were in a basement of someone's house. All right. Those were the times, man. I just wanted to just take a moment, you know, just to appreciate those times, guys. If you, you know, some of you younger people, see, even me saying younger people, see that's how I know I'm sort of done. But even that, just even taking a moment to just say, you know what, man, we had a pretty lit childhood. I'm pretty sure that all of us had things that we, you know, we wish didn't happen. But when you start really thinking about the fun times, man, those were really, really great times. Really. 3 o'clock fights. Fights after school. No one got killed. Okay. Even if a rival school came up and somebody got jumped, if you got banked, it wasn't even like serious. Like you didn't even get banked for real. Like you got banked, but it was like you still could like walk and dust it off. Like you wouldn't even, like nothing would even happen for real. That's crazy. And if you're listening to this and you're young, if you're like 25, 20, 25, ask your parents, you ever get banked before? Just ask them about some of the things I talked about. But those were the days, man. Those were the days. I just wanted to just highlight that in your appetizer. Let's get to our entree, okay? Season 5, episode 12, OG-ish. Well, I just want to just discuss it, man. You know, so let me give you the preface. Let me give you the premise of what happened for me to come up with this episode, right? Because I had another episode that I felt like I wanted to do. So I live near high school. And I remember the other day, just cleaning up, you know, I'm working remotely. And I remember seeing a kid sitting like on the, you know, I got a porch and then it's the, like a walkway and then it's like a little 2 steps at the end of the walk. So he's sitting there, right? And I'm like, okay, cool. And I just remember like, all right, you know, just looking at him and he sat there for a minute. So I was cleaning up. I wasn't really paying attention, you know, working and stuff like that. And then I looked up maybe like an hour later and this is during school time. And I'm like, yo, And I'm like, why is he just sitting here doing school time? And I just remember saying to myself, I should go ahead and just talk to him and see what's going on. So I was about to go talk to him. And when I looked up, he was gone. And I thought to myself, man, that was such a wasted opportunity, you know? And I should have just went out there initially and just to see what's going on. And then it brought me to the idea of this show, is that we don't have the we don't have the OGs as prevalent as we used to. And what I mean by OGs, I mean that there was men, people, because I don't want to just exclude women, but when I'm thinking about men, but of course anybody, that there were adults in our community. Let's just go with adults, because I don't want to exclude anybody. That there were adults in our community that were stapled, that you could go talk to them. They, you know, they were around. You saw them, they saw you, and it was certain things that you wasn't going to do. You know? And so, you know, when you're thinking about that, you know, just saying, hey, man, that was a great time. And just thinking about, where are they? Where are they? Where are the OGs for this generation? Where are they for them? You know, who is their person that's in the community? Maybe they're manicuring their lawn, or maybe they're out and about. You know, maybe they should see them at the store. Maybe they might be like offering, you know, they might be offering them goods and services. Maybe they just say, oh, hey, let me just buy you ice cream, or buy the name, you know, all the kids ice cream. Where are those guys? Where are the older men or older women that would offer advice, even if it wasn't warranted? But where are they? Where are they? Where are we? And that is what I thought about, is that where are the OGs? Where's the big unks, which is slang for uncle? Where are they? You know, where are they? Where are we? So let's talk about how we can do that, because I feel like we don't have that anymore. And because we don't have that, you know, a lot of these kids out here doing certain things that there's no guidance outside of, you know, maybe their parents, but there's really no guidance. There's no community engagement. Now, let me start by saying this. There are mentorship programs, and I'm not here to say that they're not. There clearly are mentorship programs. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just an organic opportunity in the community. So let's just discuss how we can regain that, right? What do you think that we could, you know, here's my thoughts. Please, as always, chime in. This is the conversation. So I would say, to be an OG in your community, first, you got to make sure you good, right? We need to make sure that we're good as far as the person. So your household is straight. Like, make sure your household is straight. Make sure that, you know, clearly we want to make sure that we are at the best to be able to provide mentorship to our young people. Right? So start with your home. If you have kids, you should probably be taking care of your kids, right? Like, that seems simple and easy. You should be taking care of your kids, you know, take care of your internal community. Right. So that's the first thing, making sure you're good. Are you able to mentor? Do you want to mentor? Cause I'm not here to force you. I mean, this is a call to action that we should get back out in the community. Remember, a while back, that for the first day of school at this elementary school, there was a whole bunch of men just lined up, giving people high fives, giving the kids coming high fives. Yeah. Remember that? So that was amazing. So I just want to highlight that. Say, hey, man, let's bring that back. You know, let's bring that area of support. So making sure you're good first, right? Make sure you're good, that you're able, that you're handling your business inside the house before you step out here and be offering advice, resources, stuff like that, right? The next thing is knowing what you're good at. What can you offer these young people? What can we offer, right? Like, some people can easily know how to, they're into electrician work. They can do auto mechanic work. you know, myself, we could start businesses or just have a different mindset about goal setting. What can you offer your community, the young people in your community? We got to be able to offer something, right? So figure out, hey, what are you good at? What can you offer? You know, what are you offering? All right. So the first thing is, hey, making sure you're good, making sure you're straight, making sure you're handling your business internally. The second thing is, hey, what can you offer? What kind of support services? What are you good at that you can offer our community? You can offer the young ones. And then the next thing, and this probably should have been the first thing, is are you willing? I know I just said it, but are you willing to engage? Because it can't just be a one-on, one-off thing. It can't just be one day you do it and that's it. Are you committed to doing this? Because we need commitment from our communities. There are a lot of things that the young people are doing now that we know people that are OG-ish, that's big unkish, that's auntie-ish, right? That we know they shouldn't be doing. Even, you know what? The last time I said something to somebody was they were walking with their girlfriend and he was walking on the wrong side of the curb. And I said, hey, is this your girlfriend? He said, yeah. And I said, okay, you know, I said, hey, you're supposed to walk on the other side. That was it. Right. But being able to provide that, even just information, but having that courage to say something. See, sometimes nowadays we feel like we're not going to say anything. Oh, I'm going to mind my business. But your community is your business. Your community is your business. If we have our children that are failing in learning, our children that are failing in just basic skills, we see them resorting to violence. We're failing now. So we got to get back to it. Yeah. Yeah. And this is not even a long episode. This is just more of a call to action because I thought about this. As a kid sat there, I thought about how I missed an opportunity to be able to talk to that youth and say, hey, why are you not in school? What's going on? Maybe he doesn't feel like the school is serving him. Maybe he feels as though the school is not doing their due diligence. Maybe he's scared, right? Because if he was able to sit outside of my house for almost 30 minutes, as opposed to just going into school, what's going on? And unfortunately, I see that all the time. When I'm at home and I see all these kids just leaving school in droves, it's like, what's going on here? And we have to be consistent. That's the one thing that kids can appreciate and respect is your consistency. So just being able to say, you know what? I'm going to be here. So if that's you, if that's something that you've been wanting to do, you can start in your community. It doesn't have to be you being a preacher. I mean, you can preach to them. You don't have to be aggressive. You could just talk to them. You know, I would say lead with that. Like, don't just come in and just start going off them because nobody's going to really respond to that initially. But just being a person in your community. You see people hanging out, you know, just get to know them. Now, of course, I want to make sure that you are safe, right? But just hanging out, making sure you're okay. You know, making sure the scene is safe for you. Right. Because I don't want you going to it if it's a gang situation, something like that. Of course, we don't do that. So make sure that you're putting yourself in an environment where people can get that. And if you feel like that's not something that's happening in your community, then I would suggest that you align yourself with a lot of community mentorship programs that are in your area. And if you say, well, Gary, I don't know them, then find out. And if there's not one, how do you feel about making one? You could always use me as a resource or use anybody as a resource. If you say, hey, I want to help it, but I don't know what to do, use me or Google stuff or figure it out. But you can start it, you know, get your community involved, you know, just something. It doesn't have to be, you know, something like, hey, we're building a rocket. It could just be something like, hey, we're going to clean up our community. We're going to make a garden. We're going to have math, you know, math tutoring. We're going to have GED testing or tutoring or something like that. Anything that you feel like should happen. But we have to do something as the OGs now, as the big unks, the big aunt, you know, the aunties, the Mr. or Mrs., right? We're in the community and you and I know that we've seen things go downhill. And it's our job to assist and solve it because they need us. They may not tell us that, hey, we need you. But I feel like that kid that was sitting out on the porch, he needed me. Now, I've helped a lot of kids, even in my job, I help kids all the time. But I want to help those kids in the community because they're in the community before they go to a facility. All right. And I know you do too. So if that's you, let's start making sure that we're out in the community. So I charge you with today. Just if you're outside today, you're in your community and you see a young person, just say, hey. Just say, hey. You don't even have to go. If you want to ask them a question, you know, if you just introduce yourself. All right. All right. That is our episode for today. Hey, man, big aunt, big auntie, OG, elder-ish. I say elder-ish because I don't think we're at the age that we can consider ourselves an elder. But we are elder-ish, OG-ish, big unk-ish. Right. All right. That's the end of this show. All right. As always, check each and every episode. Hot, fresh, and ready. I believe that I am starting next week. I am going to change the time. I'm looking at the stats, and I see that you guys are listening and watching the show at a new time frame. So I think I'm going to change that. I think next week I'm going to change that. All right, but check out each and every episode. Notifications are popping. You can always turn on. You can subscribe to the YouTube channel. Subscribe to any of these things. Each and every episode. All right. On the website, here on YouTube, everywhere you want to listen to. If you would like to be on the show, you have Get Good Services, you have a book, you have an event happening. Guess what? I love having guests on the show. Show on up, pop on through. All right. If you want to be a sponsor, you see that we have sponsorship opportunities. Get your products, your goods, your services out to a different and a very supportive group. All right. The tribe for the C Plan Do Show. Oh, yeah. We support. So if you want to be a part of that, please let me know. Shoot me an email, slide in my DMs. Not slide in my DMs, but just send me a personal message, all right? Because I don't want you to get your head busted, okay? All right, and guess what? As we close this episode, you are the best part of the show. I know I host it. I know I didn't pay for the logos and the graphics and all these things, but you are the best part of the show. So until we see each other again, because we will see each other again, you know, I'll see you at your community event, right? I see you out here talking and schooling these young people on how things should go. Until we talk again, because I know you're going to talk to them, right? Today, I'm going to make sure I commit to just being out in that space to just be able to talk to somebody. All right? So, you know what? Really quickly, let me say the last real time that I had to do that. If you are in Baltimore, you know about Montebello Lake. This was when it was open, right? So, Montebello Lake. It was open and people just typically drive around it, right? And so one day there was a stoppage, right? And people are like honking their horn. And I'm seeing what's going on. So I can see, and I see a guy laying on the hood of his car. So I hop out, black kid. All right? I hop out. So I'm looking around and I'm like, it's non-black people. Not to say that it means anything. But it was only me and him. So I walked over like, hey, what's going on? Right? So clearly I got into his girlfriend. I said, listen, something may be happening right now. But here's what I want you to realize. That right now in this moment, people have called the authorities. And I would say that for you, that ain't going to be the situation. So hop back in the vehicle or take a walk, right? And then, you know, come back to this later on. And you know what he said to me? I don't know if you're my guardian angel, but I'm going to listen to you. And he walked away, right? So the girl drove off. Everybody drove back. All right, cool. So as I'm driving, I make my way to my house. And so he's sort of walking, you know, by the time I get to my house, as I'm driving, he's walking, we cross paths and we talk about it. And that was like the real last really time, really great time. I was able to talk to somebody in the community. And we talked about it and I said, you know, hey, man, gave him some advice and let him on his way. We all possess that. We all can do that. Our experiences, our knowledge, our approach to things, it may be different than our young people, and they need us to help them. So until we talk again, because I know you're going to talk to them, we're going to talk. And until we share those special moments again, because we're going to share it, because we need to learn. Right? Right? You know what wisdom is? Being smart and wisdom. I saw this a while back. I thought it was funny. Being smart is knowing that tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is knowing you're not putting that in the damn fruit salad. All right? So, hey, guys, I'll see you next time. And as always, I appreciate you. I appreciate the energy, effort, commitment you have to checking out these shows, providing feedback, sharing them. It never goes unnoticed. All right? So I'll check you out. Same life coaching time, same life coaching channel. See ya!